What is part of you can be a difficult thing to understand. That line certainly blurs when you're entering trance or when you're participating in something emotionally raw yet fulfilling. The latex experience is at least a little like that for you, and for me too. There is something fulfilling in seeing that dark reflective material, in experiencing the sexual or meditative, restorative or informative alongside latex covering of any kind. For example, your band, which has become more and more entangled with your awareness of self and your desire. You feel that latex band on your body. You know it is representative of the time where you are most yourself, safe in your personal space, relaxing in it. That dark band can be raw and can blur the line between what is part of you and what is other or separate. When you're wearing something and you cherish it and it lifts you up, elevates you, restores you, it's part of you in a way. The places, things, and people you love are part of you in a way. Now, we may limit ourselves to the system of us, but we know we go beyond that. People are context. You are the context in which you exist, the places you experience, the experiences you love. You are those things, and someone who said, that's not part of you because it's not part of your mere physical body, would also deny how much your ideas, thoughts, influences on the world, worldly connections are a part of you. And I mean this not just in a sentimental sense, but in a very literal one. Those things which compose a part of your mind don't have unproblematic objective existences. They're part of you. You experience them. You think of them. You affect them. You work upon them. You choose where that band gets set down and when it gets picked up. Even if it's a habit, it's something you chose to do. You interacted with that portion of your system. Your rooms, your personal areas, your personal pattern and routine. These things can all be a part of you because something that affects them affects you. You don't know about it instantly, but you also might not instantly know about a developing cramp or about something happening in your body. When you sense something, makes it no less significant. That's why it's all right that it might take you a little while to realize how much your latex band, the rest of your latex equipment, and you are becoming an intertwined, entwined, inseparable whole. And that development of the extension of the sense of self is healthy, normal. It'll even help you as we go. Now, some parts of you, parts of the system of you, are part of you by default. Action, interaction, and choice don't enter into it. Your arm, your leg, your head, your thoughts, your personal sense of self as well. But other things gradually become part of you. The band is a good example. You wear it against your skin. You're familiar enough with it that you could really examine it. People say, oh, I know this place like the back of my hand. But you don't really know the back of your hand that well. You don't examine it. You don't really look and note where every single freckle, every single bit of it is. You might notice a change, but you couldn't describe it. On the other hand, you pick that latex bangle up and put it on. You stare at it while feeling pleasure or fulfillment or healing. You know that band like you know that band, which is part of you. That bracelet, that wearable, it's part of you. Part of the system of you, because it has been worn. It has been touched, and now it gains some of the benefits of being part of the system of you. Some of the qualities. An object which is part of your personal system is, by its very nature, cared for. You take care of it. You maintain it. You make that object, which is a portion of your system, feel more complete to you, and in and of itself as well. If you take a latex band and you care for it well, its lifespan will extend. If you care about it enough, you put it in the same place. You are unlikely to lose it. If you wear it combined with other latex, your general care for latex, the kind of thing that band is made of, will increase and increase. Your experience of that band, with that band, treating it as part of yourself, will enhance how that object goes through the world. The same as if you care about a house, or a particular walking path, or your lawn, or another person. You will turn your thoughts to them, and to things like them, more often. As you bring something closer to yourself, you understand it better. You have more empathy, compassion, the ability to think how that thing will be cared for, and will proceed in its best way through the world. Now, the way you care for your organic body, and the way you care for your latex gear, and the way you care for people, and the way you care for places, these will all differ and vary. But they're all manifestations of compassion, the ability to look beyond the narrow definition of self and accept a broader definition of self which encompasses community and aesthetic joy and the experience of the world, you within the world and of the world. All of that intertwines. It creates. You create when you adopt. When you adopt the latex band, the latex outfit, the extensions and manifestation. And this is a convenient anchor, a convenient trigger, a convenient shortcut, because you can ask yourself, if I considered this other entity, this other object, this other place or person, the way I consider myself, how would I treat them? How would I feel? How patient would I be? How happy or cared for would I want to make this extension of myself? And as the band becomes more enmeshed, more integrated into your way of thinking and being and experiencing, you become more aware of how to say, oh, here is a thing I have treated as part of myself. Here is something I consider to be part of my routine, part of my day, part of my care and compassion, my experience and being. And the more you think of your band that way, the easier it is to expand that, which is an act of compassion, but also of adopting and taking into yourself another object, another thing, another place, another experience. The latex you care for, enjoy, which activates portions of your brain, which I think we will both agree is part of you. All of that together is you, the constellation of you, the system of you. You are more than the narrow confines of self, and you are the projection and touch you place into the world. This is a simple concept many would agree with. You have the ability to not only agree with it, but experience it by thinking of your latex band as part of you, extending the care and maintenance you have with it to other objects. And if you can perform the act of thinking of the band as part of you, part of your system, entangled with you, you can extend it to your other latex gear, which is good practice for feeling compassion and extending the considerations of self to other objects and people in the world, other places and experiences becoming part of you, and therefore you will give them the same benefits you've given the latex band. You would think of them in terms of their best interest of maintaining. You may prize your essential and core self above all else, but you also, when you are extending compassion, know to make sure you don't lose things, that you pay attention, that you make people feel paid attention to, maintained, cared for, that you find room inside your head and self to extend that self, and then it's easier to extend it further. The band is part of a ritual experience of simple enhancement. You put it on at the end of the day. Beyond the band, there is also other latex gear. So your first exercise in expansion, in nourishment and relaxation, is to realize that when you are wearing the band, you are not alone as much. You have bolstered yourself, and you can be at ease because of that. You are more comfortable when you have something to back you up, to reinforce, anchor, and remind you. And that something is your latex band. The more that you feel your body and your mind aligning to the triggers tied to that band, the easier it is to add more latex to the arrangement. It can start small. And of course, there's something to be said about latex, even if it becomes something you consider part of yourself. It's still a sexy part of yourself, an arousing and fetished one, as much as it is a self-help and assistance part of yourself. So your latex is always going to be something you might keep under wraps, keep under your clothes, or keep it innocuous. That's okay. That's automatic. There are parts of the system of you you keep under wraps, under your clothes, and innocuous. And even if touching them or being aware of them is something you do every day, they still stay sexy. Same idea with your latex. When you wear it, when it coats you, when it clings to you, when it's under your clothes, hidden from everyone except you, and you wear it with the band, it starts to behave the same way the band does. Reinforcing, encouraging. They're the same material. It's like the wristband, which is part of you, part of the system and constellation of you, communicates with the new latex outfit and says, all right, this is part of the trigger now. This is part of the pleasure and relaxation you feel when you wear your latex, the energization, the extension of your awareness of self to things beyond your mere body and into the latex. That is practice and an exercise in compassion. Practice, assistance, and exercise. And just like you maintain your latex band, the things that are tied to your anchors and experiences maintain you. Your latex band is a constant reminder of hypnotic triggers and training, and a reminder to be a little more relaxed, that you are returning to your natural vibration, your state of being when you are at rest, peaceful, and entirely yourself. Adding more latex to that just intensifies the effect. And having a whole suit that you wear with the band, even if it's a concealed, partial suit, that's going to remind you much more powerfully. Reinforcing. Reminding you of your hypnotic session, reinforcing and making you want to wear more. So if you started just wearing your latex band and maybe just a little bit of extra latex, then a little bit more, then a little bit more, the compassion, the extension, the growth, the energization would grow, will grow, and will extend to become more and more powerful because you are engaging in self-directed expansion of your latex-clad trigger and anchor. And that's going to have obvious side effects. You will learn compassion. You will re-experience your hypnotic trance in such a way that your desire for more latex grows and grows. These are automatic reinforcements. And part of compassion is caring about yourself, caring about how you are seen, observed, and experienced in the world as well. This ties into doing what you need to do, feeling the relaxation and compassion that will make your life better. If you could imagine that your latex outfit, your band, and your covering wanted things, they would want positive care for you. A returning, symbiotic, energy-storing relationship. That is what you envision. That is what you feel. That's what you've wanted, and it's what you're building and building. When you wear your latex, you enhance your experience of relaxation. Your band energizes you and returns you to how you were before you had to go out and do things during the day. It does this at the end of the day, whether you've been wearing it all day or not. But more latex intensifies the effect. Dark, coating, pleasure, and relaxation, compassion, understanding, patience, and a degree of care for yourself that includes doing what you need to do, healing when you need to heal, and growing above and always beyond yourself toward more and more latex, more and more self-exploration and understanding, more and more you. The you that is most manifest when you expand the definition of you and include extra anchors, extra pleasure, soothing, and yes, extra latex in your life, in your deeds, and in your definition of yourself. Day to day, and in trance.